Hi everyone, welcome. Today I'm going to share with you a brief overview of our S&P's framework for leadership and personal development. This framework is the base of all of our training and coaching. So obviously I could go on about it for hours, but I've been told to keep it brief, so I will try to keep it brief. Woo! Get ready to lead with heart, authenticity, and a dash of daring. Hey there, leaders and changemakers. Welcome to the Heart of Leadership podcast, where we dive deep into the soul of leadership. I'm Kip, your guide on this journey of blending human-centered leadership, behavioral science, and strategy, all to help you tackle your toughest challenges. The history of the S&Ps. Well, the S&Ps framework has been developed over the past 2.5 decades, training and working as a behavioral scientist, an executive coach, consultant, founder, co-founder, CEO of my own companies, and others. My clients range from Fortune 100 C-suite executives, special forces operators, Hollywood performers, professional athletes, nonprofits, and so many more. Now, there's something I want to note. This is more than just a framework, and it's more than just about improving. It's about transforming your approach to leadership in life by addressing some of the most common challenges you face in both places. But for the context of this, I will try to keep it as much in the area of leadership as I can. Now, in navigating the complexities of leadership and team dynamics, it's super common for us to encounter moments where things don't line up, where your vision for yourself doesn't necessarily match your actions. Your team momentum is wavering because of the decisions that you are making. Things that you think up and creativity that you have, you know, normally would be met with a yeah, kind of is met up with a unanimous blah, right? We've all been there. We've stood at these crossroads where the map in hand doesn't seem to reflect the terrain. This is all about navigating those issues and dilemmas both in our work and personal lives. And that's where the S&Ps framework was born. I like to think of them as more of a beacon crafted not only to illuminate the path ahead, but to ensure that every step is taken in harmony with your deepest values and those of your team. It all starts with self. Why? Well, think of it this way. Many leaders, or people for that matter, lack a very deep understanding of their own motivations, which often leads to a myriad of problems and issues. Don't worry, I'm going to do another podcast on that and a lot of training on it, but just to list a few of those problems that I'm talking about, it's things like low self-esteem, low self-confidence, increased stress and anxiety, poor decision-making, difficulty in relationships, difficulty adapting to change, emotional instability. All of those things stem from a lack of knowledge about ourselves. That's where we came up with the idea and the concept that knowing yourself is probably a foundational piece of everything. Deeply enhancing your self-awareness and deep diving into your core values and beliefs, understanding your emotional drivers and developing all of those personal knowledge pieces is core to developing a leadership vision that is not only clear, but true to yourself and true to reflecting of that inner knowledge. It's like I've always said, you can't lead other people until you can lead yourself first. The next up is the first P, and that is people, knowing your people. The issues here are pretty clear. A disconnect between a leader and their teams can lead to exceptionally low morale, low productivity, high turnover, on and on and on. Knowing your people and understanding them and their hopes and dreams, their fears, their weaknesses, their drivers, their motivations, all as deeply as possible is the key. By building trust, by identifying their strengths, by mastering effective communication that is specific to your people, these are all the huge differences between leading a team of, or an average team of individuals, to leading a cohesive, empowered, elite team of exceptional professionals. And it's a big difference. The second P stands for purpose. Leaders often struggle to align their actions with their personal and organizational values, which can cause a blurry and non-direct and confusing path, which can deeply hinder drive, motivation, creativity, and innovation. Simon Sinek taught us that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Well, it's the exact same thing for leadership in life. people don't follow what you do, they follow why you do it. We address this concept by helping you articulate and integrate your core values into your leadership style. You learn how to do this for yourself, and you learn how to help your people do this for themselves. And again, it's amazingly powerful. The last P is path. A common pitfall for leaders is not knowing the right leadership tactics or tools or how or when to use them effectively, let alone having a strategic approach to using them cohesively to navigate the complex challenges and opportunities even. Think of it kind of like being dropped off into the middle of nowhere with no gear, wearing only your pajamas, and now you have to try and get your people from point A to point B. And a lot of the times you don't even know where point A or point B is, right? I'm sure some of us or all of us have been there from time to time. Well, here what we do is we focus on strategic planning, decision-making, the art of delegation. The list is long. But what we do is we focus on all of those pieces to give you the skills so that you can chart your course and want a course that avoids the common obstacles and exploits opportunities for the growth of you and the success of your people and your organization. So there you go. That's the essence of the S&Ps. They're backed by human-centered principles, and they're backed by scientific research, along with years of wisdom and experience of not just myself and my team, but generations of great leaders. If you want to learn more about it, please reach out. Hit subscribe on the little button thing that everybody says you should do, but hit it so that you can be alerted on when new episodes are coming up, because we're going to be deeper diving into all of these issues and many other leadership must-haves. And if you have some real interest and some real motivation to getting better and learning more, then become one of our members to our group, and where we have curated workshops, trainings, different speakers, coaching sessions, all sorts of great stuff. But for now, thank you for tuning in. I hope this was helpful, and I hope it gave you a bit of an introduction into what the S&Ps are and to our journey in creating them. I look forward to catching up with you soon, and I hope to learn more about where your leadership journey is and where you're headed to in the future. For now, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.